Welcome to the Real Estate Pros Podcast, the weekly show for real people in the business of residential sales and property management. Ready to talk insights and inspiration with today's guest, here's your host, Josh Cobb.
Hello everyone, welcome back to Real Estate Pros. Thank you so much for joining us this week. I am your host, Josh Cobb, and this is the weekly show for people in the business of residential sales and property management, where we interview real estate pros and industry experts from all across Australia and around the world, getting to know them a little more personally and the stories behind their success to help you take your career to another level. And I'm excited about this week's show. I'll be speaking with Joe Fairless. Joe is the host of the Best Real Estate Investing Advice Ever podcast. It's a daily show for property investors all around the world. Joe controls more than $7 million worth of real estate in the United States. And in this interview, we're going to draw on Joe's experience working in a New York ad agency and his experience working with property investors all over the world to discuss why great real estate teams lead with content marketing. But before we catch up with Joe, I have another discovery I'd like to share with you this week. So let's do that. Right now.
Today's show is brought to you by Beepo, helping businesses save money and be more efficient with specialized outsourcing solutions. Visit beepo.com.au and find out just how easy it is to set up your own trusted outsourcing team that helps take your business to the next level.
Now, something that gets talked about at virtually every real estate conference that I go to these days is outsourcing. And I think there's a lot of businesses out there still very scared of it. I think they still have a lot of questions about outsourcing that are still not answered. Now, if you're one of those businesses, our friends at Beepo have created a free guide that you can download called The Top 10 Things Your Real Estate Agency Can Outsource for Maximum Growth and Efficiency. And really what this free guide does is answer all of those questions that you would have around what tasks your sales team or your property management department can give to offshore staff. What are the benefits of outsourcing to your real estate agency, and what other strategies your business can use to boost more business? So if you'd like to really learn how to grow your agency in a cost-effective way and make the most of outsourcing, I encourage you to go and download this free guide. You can do that by visiting our website at www.steps.com.au/podcast. And just on the right sidebar there, you'll see the link to download the free guide. So steps.com.au/podcast and click on the link on the sidebar of the podcast page and it'll take you through to download your free guide. And with that, let's transition over to this week's featured guest. Well, I'm excited about introducing our guest today, Joe Fairless. Joe is the host of Best Real Estate Investing Advice Ever, a daily podcast for property investors in the United States. He's an entrepreneur, a coach, a marketer, and a property investor in control of more than $7 million worth of real estate. Joe, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Josh. I'm very grateful to be on the show and I'm excited to have this conversation.
I've given our listeners just a brief overview, but can you tell us a little bit more about you personally and an overview of your business?
Sure. Well, I'll start with my business. As you mentioned, I control over $7 million worth of real estate. I am focused on basically what I do is I raise capital for multifamily properties. I have a large apartment community, 168-unit apartment community with investors in Cincinnati, Ohio. And I am going back and forth in the final stages of a contract on a piece of dirt, 23 acres of dirt right now, actually today. And that is what we're going to build 200, almost 300 apartments on that big old piece of dirt. So my whole thing from a real estate standpoint is to raise money and work with investors and buy multifamily existing units, or this is going to be a development project, my first one. And I also, as you mentioned, am the host of the Best Real Estate Investing Advice Ever show, which, you know, as the name would indicate, it's all about real estate investing advice. And actually, yesterday I got a really good news that Barbara Corcoran is going to be a guest on my show. So I'm really excited about that.
Barbara Corcoran from the Shark Tank, right?
Let's see. Yeah. From the Shark Tank. Exactly. Personally, you know, I love, adding value. And I love meeting new people. I'm all about, you know, making new friends and seeing what I can do to help them out.
And I recently heard you on a podcast, Entrepreneur on Fire with John Lee Dumas, and you told the story a little bit about your background living in New York. Can you explain for our listeners a little bit about your background from where you were and how you got to where you are today?
Absolutely. I'm from Texas, and I graduated in 2005 from Texas Tech University. I moved straight from Texas to New York City, and for all the Australians out there who might not be as familiar with, well, I'm sure most of you maybe have heard of stereotypes of Texas and New York City. Well, they are, think of the extremes for both those stereotypes, where in Lubbock, Texas, where I went to school, you've got cotton, you've got cows, and in New York City, you have neither of those. You have skyscrapers and concrete. And so I made the crazy transition from Lubbock, Texas to New York City because I wanted, at the time, you know, my major was advertising and I was focused on advertising a career. I ended up working on Madison Avenue as my first job at an ad agency in New York City. I climbed the ladder for 7 years and ended up being the youngest vice president at an award-winning New York City advertising agency. So my background is a bit unique, and that's why I'm so excited to talk to you and have this conversation, is because the focus of, you know, content marketing, and that's what I've lived and breathed my whole professional career through, not only my advertising and marketing days, but, you know, now real estate. So basically what I'm doing in my career is I'm applying the stuff I've learned at New York City advertising agencies and using that for my real estate investing career.
Well, Joe, as a fellow podcaster myself with a weekly show and knowing how much time it takes behind the scenes to put each show together, I'd love to know, why did you start a daily podcast focused on helping people buy real estate?
Because I'm one crazy dude. I would say that I started out sporadically. I didn't have a number of days that I wanted to do. I really started out without a strategy. I just knew that it was something that I needed to try out. And as I got going, I was releasing one every 5-10 days. And I noticed a little bit of response and my listenership growing. But, you know, with all things that I focus on in life, I go all in. And I wasn't going all in. I was like, you know what? This is October of 2014. I was like, I'm going to do a daily show for the rest of the year of 2014, and then I'm gonna stop, and then I'm gonna evaluate where I'm at and if it's a good use of my time or not. Once I started doing the daily show, I noticed that my listenership just exponentially grew. The sponsors for the show were knocking at my door, and the friendships that I made through the new, you know, the guests that I interviewed were just the most valuable of all of that. And I realized that at that moment I had to figure out, okay, how do I scale this from a sanity standpoint so that I can actually, you know, do the podcast and reap the rewards while not going to the loony bin.
No, I absolutely get it. It's a lot of the people that are listening to a podcast will just, they think it just magically comes together, and it certainly, there's a lot of work behind the scenes that that goes into producing a podcast. And yeah, certainly doing it daily, Joe, I dot my hat to you. It's an amazing feat, so congratulations. But Joe, it's not so much what you do that I'd like to chat about today. It's really why you do what you do that I'd like our listeners to walk away with and apply in their own real estate business. Some would call a podcast just a podcast or a blog just a blog, but to us in the marketing world, Joe, we call it content marketing. And if I can just give it some context here, if you look back even just 5 years ago when people would call up, you know, a couple of agents for an appraisal and pick their agent from there, but things have really changed. People want to educate themselves. They want more information before they'll even pick up the phone and speak to an agent. And I think that's partly because they have more information available to them in podcasts just like yours, in blogs and on social media, and from all different types of people, not just real estate agents, but other businesses that are giving them that information. And I think it's a really scary thing for everyone in real estate who isn't creating helpful content that makes them stand out at the point in time when someone is looking to sell or rent their home. So, Joe, can you explain for our listeners what your definition of content marketing is and why you believe it's a much smarter way to build a business?
Yeah, I mean, my definition of content marketing is how I think about it is relationship marketing. And if we even want to take it a step further, I would say it's friendship marketing. Creating friendships with people by adding value to their life and actually developing a relationship. Because think about it, the people that we see on TV, a famous actor, who's a famous actor in Australia?
Russell Crowe, that you would know.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't need to know. I can just repeat the name, but yeah, even better because I know Russell Crowe. Russell Crowe, if I watch Gladiator, I think he's in Gladiator, right?
Yeah, that's right.
If I watch Gladiator and I watch his other, if I watch that and his other movies, and I listen to him being interviewed, and I follow him on Twitter, well, if I happen to see him in real life, I'm going to, and for whether it's correct or not, I'm going to feel like I know him. I'm going to feel like I actually know who Russell Crowe is. And therefore, I have a more established connection with him. And if he were to ever create a business, or if he were to ever do something that monetized his skill set, his personal brand outside of, you know, the movie industry, then I would feel like I already know who he is. Therefore, I'm more likely to purchase from him. It's the same darn thing with any other company. We have to create relationships with our customers, and we have to be able to add value to their life. And through relationship, friendship marketing, content marketing, whatever we want to call it, I think it boils down to how do you establish a great relationship with the most amount of people as possible. And at first, I would start with, you know, smaller things and test them out and then scale it up to do something larger. But that's what it's all about. That to me is what the core of everything that I do is. I want to develop very strong, meaningful friendships, relationships with people, and through that, my business always grows.
Right. Well, let's just break that down for our listeners, Joe. And I absolutely agree with you. Something that is important to point out is that takes time, right? It's a marathon. It's not a sprint. And to develop that trust and that establish that friendship with content is something that takes a lot of time, right? And it's not something that's going to happen overnight. And that's really goes against the grain of what marketing has always really stood for, especially in the real estate industry. It goes against the grain of how typical real estate salespeople and business owners look at marketing. Really, they're paid to get results. They're paid to make sales, and they're always looking for ways to make that, you know, to increase that conversion, right? What they don't really look at is the long-term building of relationships with content. And if we look at your podcast, for example, or your blog, or really what you're doing there, Joe, is building trust in your brand. And just explain for our listeners, how many people listen to your show?
Over 80,000 a month. But one thing I want to mention is I want to just back you up on the it takes time part. I think that is so important to mention, because it does. It really does take time to develop relationships, because think about it. If you just think about it in terms of dating, you know, if you want to marry someone, then typically it takes a couple dates and some time and some, you know, some evenings out. And, you know, it takes a lot of experiences to actually end up in a marriage with somebody. And it's the same thing. I mean, you might say, oh my gosh, he's comparing business to marriage. Well, there's some similarities. And now I've got a loyal audience, and it absolutely takes a lot of time. So having that long-term play, because you're right, we are so focused on immediate results. Well, you can get immediate results, but it takes time to build a community to have those immediate results actually transpire.
No doubt. Well, let's just delve into it a little bit more specifically, Joe. If we look at a real estate business, so a lot of our listeners are thinking, yes, okay, we've got to make sales. Sales is what keeps our doors open. Are there any real estate businesses specifically that you can think of, any examples of real estate businesses that are using content to build their audience and really build their brand and trust in their brand?
Yeah, I mean, two examples come to mind. One is Bigger Pockets. Bigger Pockets is an investor community. It's a free blog forum to participate in. There are paid membership options, and it's their business model is to charge advertisers money for ads on their website. They have sponsored posts for advertisers. And they also have a podcast where they have, they sell advertising space to their sponsors. But the best part of all of it is, first and foremost, they're providing great content. And then as more people become exposed to it and or get into it, then they start monetizing it. The other is actually a company that I'm working with right now, Patch of Land. Patch of Land came to me and they're like, okay, we are all about editorial content. We want to tell a story. We want to work with you to create something unique that adds value so that we can build our brand that way versus do just a 15 or 60 second ad on your podcast. So we're creating a customized editorial series. They're a crowdfunding platform where you can invest in their projects internationally. International investors can invest in their projects. We're creating something called the best crowdfunding crash course ever. And it's a customized editorial series. And that's the type of stuff where, as a content marketer, from my end, I love. Because I'm also building my audience. I'm helping them come up with something unique, and we're creating something of tremendous value, versus just a traditional 30 or 60 second spot.
And I think it's really important to mention that with, so many people, it's so hard to differentiate in any industry, Joe, especially in real estate when it has really been commoditized over the years. And I think it's important to, you alluded to it before about building friendship marketing. And I love that term. And I think really if you are building friendships and people in your audience or your community consider you a friend, even if they don't even know you, if you're building friendships with content, you really shock them. It's not something they're used to. It's not what they expect. And really then, if you fade away in the background without trying to sell them something straight away, you're shocking them twice. It's like a double shock therapy. And really at the end of the day, that's building not only trust in the brand, but people aren't feeling threatened or forced upon with, sales tactics and all that sort of thing. If you then fade away into the background and trust that they will reward you with business when they're ready, it will happen, won't it?
Absolutely. I think that's definitely the way to go.
Well, why do you think content marketing is so important for real estate professionals specifically, Joe, if we can focus on that?
Well, it's real estate, even more so than other business, is about relationships. I've interviewed like 175 people on my show so far. I think about 175 episodes, and it's abundantly clear to me that it's about relationships. It's not about transactions, and so there needs to be every business owner, every principal, every real estate agent, everybody needs to know, every property manager needs to know how to effectively build relationships. And it starts one-on-one. Then you start testing out the different approaches that you learn through those one-on-one relationships. And then you simply put them in different different areas, whether it's online or offline or different sponsorships, offline, whatever. And you test and then you learn through that and you see what's the best and most effective way of building those relationships. Because ultimately what it boils down to is the amount of friendships that you have in real estate is the direct proportion to the amount of money you'll make.
No doubt. And I think it's so important. We alluded to it again about, you know, how long this takes. If it's online especially, it's hard to scale a lot of content. And you would know, Joe, doing a daily podcast, I know how much, you know, we're producing 8 blog posts a week. We've got a weekly podcast. We've got all sorts of different other bits of content going on. And it is hard. It is so, so hard to produce a lot of content. But it doesn't have to be done by one person in the business. Heck, there's businesses over in Australia, and I've seen 2 this week, Joe, that are employing content writers to join their team full-time to write blog posts, ebooks, all sorts of different articles, and basically turn their real estate business into a content machine. So I think it's not easy, but you know, what do you believe will happen to real estate professionals who don't have some form of content marketing in their own business, Joe?
The same thing that's happening to them right now. It won't change. Whatever they're currently, the level of success that they have right now will be very similar to the level of success they'll have in the future if they don't do content marketing, relationship marketing, friendship marketing. If they... You know, the one thing I learned whenever I was a VP at an ad agency, well, hopefully I will learn more than one thing, but one of the things that stands out during this conversation is that word of mouth is the number one driver of a new business. If word of mouth referrals, if you have word of mouth referrals, if you have other people talking about you and referring you, then the likelihood of that conversion, that lead, is much greater converting than if somebody doesn't know you or if somebody finds you through another channel. So really the question becomes, if you believe that, which it's fact, so hopefully you do, that word of mouth marketing is number one. If you believe that, then it's a matter of, okay, how do I increase word of mouth marketing? How do I increase the amount of people talking about me in a positive way and recommending me to their friends, their family, their loved ones, people they trust? And then the answer is content marketing. You add value. You create things that they want to share and that are informative, that are entertaining. And that's also a really critical part of all of this is it needs to not only be informative, but it needs to be entertaining. Because think about the Russell Crowe example. Russell Crowe makes a whole lot more money than the smartest teacher in Australia. And the reason why is because we as society, we pay our entertainers a whole lot more than we pay our educators. So first and foremost, you got to make sure that you're entertaining them while you're educating them. That's important. I learned a lot and I've evolved my podcast based on that one insight, and it's grown a lot more since I was just informing. But now I'm focused on the entertaining and informing part.
No, I think that's really important. And I think a lot of business owners and really put the – I think they really dampen the ability for their own people to be entertaining when they really put strict rules and guidelines around what people can and can't say on social media, for example. And I think they really hamper the efforts, you know, that the business could achieve by being entertaining and really thinking outside the square and having a personality. And I think you really have to you have to be entertaining first, but it must be informative. And if I can take a word away from a friend of mine, Jay Bayer, who said, you know, if you sell something, you can create a customer today. But if you help someone, you'll make a customer for life. It's so true. And I think, you know, certainly for people in business, if they're willing to play the long game, they're really going to be ultimately successful in the future, aren't they?
Absolutely. I love that quote, by the way.
Joe, what are your tips for real estate professionals to get started with content marketing or improve what they're already doing? Can you include some examples again, of people that are doing it well, in your opinion?
Well, the people who are doing it well would be those two examples, the bigger pockets and Patch of Land. I would say the specific tips I have is to bring on partners. To first establish what you enjoy doing, because I started out blogging and I get so much gratification after I complete a blog post, but it takes me a lot of mental strength to actually write one. And I couldn't churn those puppies out as much as I need to in order to be relevant. So I realized I much rather have conversations with people. So a podcast fits me personally a lot better. But for some people, being a blogger, not doing the podcast could fit them. It's just a matter of what's their style, what do they enjoy most. So first do that. Find what you enjoy and then do a lot of it to build relationships. And then once you get in the groove, then bring on partners, because that's critical. My business has grown. The podcast has grown because I've brought on really solid partners. First off, every guest I interview, I mean, they're flattered because they're being interviewed, and they're likely, just like I'm going to share this interview out, they share out the interviews that I have with them, and I do that daily. So bringing on partners helps me increase my audience that way, and then also sponsors and business partners, like at Patch of Land in that example, where we're going to do an editorial content marketing piece that is, best crowdfunding crash course ever. Well, they're a crowdfunding platform, so they're going to share that out with their audience. They're going to promote the heck out of it. I'm going to promote the heck out of it. And everybody in the crowdfunding space is going to promote the heck out of it. And people who are interested in crowdfunding are going to listen to it. I mean, bringing on partners will grow your business tremendously. So those are the two tips I would give anybody starting out: is first identify what you enjoy doing, what type of relationship marketing, friendship marketing you enjoy most. Do that, get some momentum, and then bring on partners to scale it.
I think that's really smart, Joe. I totally agree. And if I can share the story of our podcast, some people listening to this may know this already, but we've got thousands of subscribers of our show, Joe. And we started our business. We provide services and consulting and all different types of products, but we started our business with a content first approach, and we started our podcast. We didn't have a product. We just listened to the audience about what they wanted, and we built our product offering based on what our audience told us they wanted. And if we look at the we grew to thousands of subscribers in little under, I think it's 3 to 4 months now. And what we found is that this show and our blog is helping people. And that's really our focus, is producing that content that's helpful. And the spin-off of that is our products and our services are being purchased, but we're not pushing them. We don't need to. It's really the podcast and the blog that are delivering value to people that is bringing people back to the website and learning more about us. So, I think it's really, really smart. And I think it's a lot of businesses, if they don't take that content first approach, really what they're doing is they're just going to continue getting the same results, as you said.
I think your approach is beautiful. Having the blog, or having the podcast, and then not even having the product until you get that momentum and you start hearing back about what would be most valuable to your audience, to your listeners, and then creating something based on that. I think that's just the absolutely best way to do it. I know firsthand, I made the mistake of having a product and then creating the podcast, and I wouldn't mention my product during the show, but in the outro at the very end, I'd say, go to joefairless.com and, go here and check this out. Now I don't even do that anymore. I completely removed that from the outro first, because I'm not focused on that from a business standpoint anyway, because now I'm just focused on getting quality content out there with my podcast, and then monetizing it through partners and sponsorships. But secondly, it just doesn't work. It's just not a good approach. And I think your approach, and my approach now, is the absolutely only way to go with this content marketing. Because again, it goes back to, you know, we can say content marketing, we can say relationship marketing, we can say friendship marketing. Think about how you would treat a friend, that you're meeting for the first time, and approach your marketing that way.
Absolutely. Yep. No, spot on, Joe. And if I can share, just for our listeners who are in, obviously everyone's in the real estate industry that is listening to our show, and I'm going to share something with them, which is a great takeaway, which helped us build our product and build our audience. On our blog, every time we have a new subscriber on our blog or our podcast, they don't just get that once they've sent us their email address, we don't just then send them off to a thank you page, you know, talking about what else we do or anything like that. We get them to fill in a survey, and it's one question: what is one thing that you would love to have someone help you with right now in your business? And that has helped us build our products. And for people in real estate, I think it's something that you can absolutely apply in your business. If you were to have a blog or some sort of subscription-based content, and asking people in your community, what is the number one thing you would love to know about right now that would make your life easier? And if you did that, the amount of traffic and referral business and new business will just go off.
Love that.
Well, Joe, thanks so much for your input so far. We're about to hit the fast five, where I'll ask you five quick questions and get you to come back with five quick answers. But before we do, we're going to hear our fast fact of the week. This week's fast fact comes from an infographic published by brandmuscle.com, which found that 73% of consumers say that positive reviews make them trust a business more. How prominent are your client testimonials on your website? I'm keen to hear what's working for you. Drop us a line via our website, Facebook, or Twitter. Well, Joe, we've reached one of my favorite parts of the show, where I'll ask you five quick questions and get you to come back with five quick answers. Are you ready?
Ready.
Name one person who has been an inspiration to you throughout your career and why.
Matt Britton from an ad agency that I used to work at, Mr. Youth, now MRY. I was a seventh person at that agency. I left when they were 100. Now they're about 500. He's a true entrepreneur, and I've taken a lot of the entrepreneur things that I apply in my life from the things I've learned from him.
What is your favorite thing in the world to do when you're not at work?
Play sports, football, or hopefully football. Yeah.
Can you play football at the moment outside where you are? It's pretty cold right now in New York, right?
You can play football whenever you want. Where there's a will, there's a way, baby.
Joe, if you had to recommend one business book to our listeners who are in real estate, what would it be and why?
I would recommend The 48 Laws of Power, and the reason why is because that book lists out from a historical standpoint how figures throughout history have attained power, and it also lists out people who have gone against that and not attained power, and usually it results in death because it's a historical thing. People usually get beheaded for the transgressions. And the author, I think it's Robert Greene, writes in a way that is unapologetic, and it's so unique. He's such a good storyteller, and he's just in your face on how he approaches his writing. And it's something that, from a real estate investor or a business owner standpoint, learning these things will help your business become an empire that withstands the test of time.
Joe, if you had to recommend one piece of technology or an online resource to people in real estate to help them run a better business, what would it be?
I would say the online technology that I really like is, it's actually Quotiful. It's an app Quotiful. It's like Instagram for quotes. And I think a lot of how we approach life and how successful we are in business is all about our psychology. I'm a huge Tony Robbins fan, and Quotiful, whenever I check it at least once a day, and they're just beautiful looking quotes, inspirational quotes, and you can search based on what type of quote you're looking for. And it just serves as inspiration. It's like inspiration in your pocket type of thing. And I just think that's an incredible resource that I love to use.
It's often said that the success of a real estate business is measured by how many properties they sell or how many properties they manage. But if you had to choose one thing that prevents people in real estate from achieving success, based on your background, what would it be? And what would your advice be to overcome it?
It's really simple. It's lack of resourcefulness. You can be successful in real estate and in any business. It's just how resourceful are you, and your resourcefulness is directly proportionate to how inspired you are to reach your goal. That's all it boils down to. Because anybody with less money than you has become a millionaire. Anybody with less friendships than you right now has become a billionaire. And so it's possible. It's just a matter of how resourceful are you going to be, and how inspired are you to make that happen.
Well, Joe, I have one last question for you to leave our listeners with some motivation for the week ahead. What is your favorite success quote, and how do you think people in real estate can relate to it?
Secret to Living is Giving by Tony Robbins. Number one quote that I live by, I have it on my vision board. Secret to Living is Giving. How we live by it is simply give something before ever asking for anything from somebody. That's a rule of mine. I always give. And if I'm entering into a new relationship, then that's the number one approach. Because when we give more, same with, and it ties back to content marketing, right?
Absolutely.
When we give content, good quality content, at that point, it's returned tenfold eventually through the products that we sell.
Absolutely. I think another quote that ties into that quite well, one of my favorites, Joe, is by Zig Ziglar, is, you know, we help enough people get what they want, and we eventually get what we want.
Love it. Yes.
Well, listeners, you can find all of the resources that Joe has shared with us today, along with all of our show notes, by visiting our website at steps.com.au/Joe Fairless. Well, Joe, on behalf of our listeners, I'd like to thank you for your time, knowledge, and advice today. I know that people are going to resonate with the content you've shared. How can people get in touch with you or find out more about your business?
Well, you can check out the podcast, Best Real Estate Investing Advice Ever. If you just Google that, it will come up.
I love the name, by the way.
Yeah, thank you. Doesn't leave any area for interpretation, does it?
No, not at all. I think it's fantastic.
And you can go to my website, joefairless.com, J-O-E-F as in Frank, A-I-R-L-E-S-S.com. And you can email me, info@joefairless.com, and just mention that you heard about me. I heard my interview with Josh.
Joe, thank you so much. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you so much. And thank you, everyone. I'm so grateful to be on the show, and whatever I can do to help you out, Josh, or whatever I can do to help any of your listeners out, I'm happy to do it.
Thank you so much. Well, that's it for this week. Thank you so much for joining me. If you do enjoy the Real Estate Pros podcast, we love reviews. So please head over to iTunes right now and tell us how the show has helped you. And whether you did or you didn't enjoy today's show, we'd love to hear from you about how we could improve. Because at the end of the day, this show has all started to help you, the real estate pro. I hope you have a great week ahead, and I look forward to having you join us again next week. Bye for now.